Welcome back to the Darrell Johnson Show. I'm your host, officially Darrell Johnson. Coming back to you, man, with episode 28, Train Your Mind, okay? Train your mind. Whew. Now, this is a deep podcast right here, man, because I've realized a lot of things about myself within these past days. I've been really thinking, you guys, and I'm trying to figure out, how did we get to this point? You know, like, how are majority people still broke? How are people still on the street, still homeless? How are people still drug addicts? How are people going through bad relationships? How are people dying in hospitals, getting cancer, smoking cigarettes, so much weed, popping pills, really just can't control themselves? How did we get here? Did we say that it was self-inflicted? Did we blame the person that's doing all of this stuff? Do we just individualize that person and say that it's just something wrong with them? Or do we say that society or the government did this? Okay. And I want to give you guys a different perception on how to think about this, because a lot of times we are attacking each other, right? If we do something wrong or we make a mistake, you know, we find so much blame in the other person. And what I want to address today is we are not controlling our minds, you guys. We are not controlling our minds. We have the ability to control our minds. We've always had the ability since we were born. But I'm going to tell you this right now. Society is controlling our minds right now, off of everything that you see, from what you see in the media, from what you see a celebrity wear, from what you see what he says, to what you see in a movie, to what you see the new products that they're putting in your face, the commercials, the ads, politics, everything that they're doing, they have been trying to control us since we were born. Okay? And I'm gonna give you a prime example. They know that cigarettes cause cancer, okay? Cigarettes, and this ain't come from me. Everybody know this. You can go buy a pack of cigarettes and it's going to say it on the thing, on the box, that it causes cancer. So why is it an exception, or why do we make it an exception still to smoke that cigarette? Because everything that's been in the media, everything that's been in movies, we see them. These people are glorified, like, especially in movies. You see actors, they're smoking cigarettes. As soon as they're done with that movie, they get $10 million or they get all of this fame and they blow up and now they're billionaires for playing a role in a movie of a guy that smokes cigarettes, that's struggling, that's beating his wife or anything like that. Why do these dudes get these rewards for playing a dysfunctional person? Because they want us to be dysfunctional, you guys. They want us to be just like them. And when they figured that out, that they don't have to, you know, physically enslave us no more, they mentally enslaved us. So they mentally enslaved us with perception, right? So a lot of Black people, to me, are struggling with controlling their minds and actually changing their lives, because the majority of people are promoting you not to train your mind. The majority of people are promoting you to do some type of drug, or you to drink some type of liquor, or to you to pop some type of pill, or they're promoting that. Okay, and these are millionaires. These are the people that are billionaires. These are the people that they want you to say that you look up to. Okay, and they go as far as putting these people on news, putting them on the news, putting them on certain platforms. They give them this type of authority as to they're at the top, when these people are not at the top, you guys. These people are promoting dysfunctional images to us. They've been promoting this to us since we were kids. Okay, so I know a lot of people, and especially me, you know, I've always tried to be a positive person, right? I've always waking up and say, you know, I'm gonna be positive. I'm gonna try to progress today. You know, accomplish my goals, everything like that. But I always felt like, man, like it's just something that sometimes hold me back. Like it's something that doesn't make that seem cool sometimes. It sometimes like I want to do the wrong thing. Like why does my mind, why do I not want to be healthy? You know, why do I not want to listen to motivational stuff? And why do I not want to be an example to my brothers and my sisters and the kids that's coming up? Why do I just want to, you know, be unhealthy and do things that are not in my benefit? Because they've been promoting this whole time, you guys. And it's hard for us to come out of it because our definition of success is within those type of people. Right? We're looking at them like, hey, he smokes cigarettes and he's a millionaire. Y'all glorify him. He smokes weed. He's a millionaire. You glorify him. He pops pills. He drinks a lot. You feel me? He went through 5 or 6 or 7 divorces. I want to be just like him. So the problem is, you guys, is that they turned, and I'm specifically talking, I want to speak here about just black people in general. They have made our own people attack our own people, not physically. And no, we can speak on physically, but right now I'm talking about mentally. They have turned our people against each other, right? If you put a cigarette in the most successful black man's hands, the one that everybody is looking up to, the one that everybody loves, and he's smoking a cigarette on camera and he's telling you like, man, I'm blessed, man, I'm doing this, I'm blessed. You're going to feel like it's okay for you to smoke that cigarette, but that cigarette is going to kill you. That drink is going to kill you. Those pills is going to kill you. You having bad habits is going to kill you. So why do these people in society get so acknowledged for their bad habits, but you have these people at the bottom are struggling? They're trying to come out of it. Why are these people at the top being so glorified for still not even progressing in their life spiritually? How do they get the most money in the world? I'm going to tell you why, you guys, because they're using these people to attack us mentally. They're using these people and they search for these people, right? Like, you think that people are getting paid so much money for entertainment. They're not getting paid for entertainment. They're getting paid to control us. They're getting paid to mentally control us, to control our image, to control how we feel about ourselves on a day-to-day basis. This is why there's so many commercials. This is why you'll get on Instagram and the first thing you'll see is a celebrity at the top of your timeline. This is why, you guys, because they're trying to use the mass majority, the role model, the idol. They changed that, you guys. That our role models and the people that we used to look up to, like Martin Luther King, like Marcus Garvey, like those type of people. We're not doing drugs, you guys. Those guys were not holding up guns and talking about fucking bad bitches and popping pills. And those, they were not talking about that. So you know why they had to get killed? Because they had to be replaced. They seen that those people were controlling the minds, okay? They were controlling the minds of people. And they know, like, if you can control somebody's mind, they can do anything. You can never tell somebody what to do if they have full control of their minds. So that's what they attacked, you guys. They took these leaders out and they gave us new leaders. And I'm not dissing anybody that's a celebrity, that's an idol within our generation, you know, because I'm pretty sure that they have good intentions on, you know, changing the world and helping people. But these people don't even know that they're being used to attack us, you guys. They have been given so much fortune, so much fame, so much power, so much influence. And they don't even care if they talk about drugs. You feel me? Like, but then they'll get off camera and they'll say, I'm going to this high school and I want to help the kids out. You see what I mean, you guys? These people are being used to attack us. They're not purposely trying to attack us, but when they get that check, when they get that $1 million check, everything about what's right goes out the window. Everything about what's right goes out the window. It's strictly about entertainment. It's strictly about an image. It's specifically about influencing people to do the wrong thing. okay? And they don't even know it. Guys, they're so trapped in. They're so trapped inside of the image and the money that they don't even know it. Okay, so I don't want to go too deep on this podcast because I know there's so much that you can say within a podcast. You know, I can't, if I sit on here and talk for 4 or 5 hours, nobody's going to just listen to the whole thing. But I want to challenge you today to think about your mind. Think about the things that you want. Ask yourself, everything that you want right now, is it really going to benefit you? Where did these beliefs come from? Where did this image that you want come from? Okay, why do you want to do drugs? Why do you want to smoke weed? Why do you want to pop pills and go out? And why do you want to do stuff like that? I want to challenge you. I want you to think, where did this come from? And I guarantee you, you're going to start to think that, you know what? I seen other people doing it when I was like 15 or 16. That's when I started doing it. That's when everything started. And I still have this old and I still have this same habit. I've been doing the same thing for about 10 years. So what does that mean, you guys? That means that they're using the top influencers. They're using the top idols, role models, whatever you want to call them, to control our minds. They're using them, you guys. And you can say like, oh, well, I'm not being influenced by everybody. I'm not being influenced by these celebrities. I don't even listen to them. You don't have to do it right now. They've already done it. They did it when you were 15 in high school. They did it when you was 8 years old. They did it when your brain was starting to develop. They already put these images inside of you. They already put these programs inside of you. So they don't need to do much anymore, you guys. They don't need to do much. They know that this stuff is programmed inside of us. And if we don't take the intentional role of removing these things from us, if we don't take the intentional role of asking ourselves, where did this belief come from? Why do I want to wear these type of shoes? Why do I need to smoke weed every single day? Why do I need to drink all the time? Why do I want to be an entertainer? Why do I even want that career? If you start to ask yourself those questions and ask yourself, where did these beliefs come from? You will see that it came from the majority, the celebrity. It came from the guy that they kept putting on TV in front of your face. But that guy that's on TV in front of your face, or that person that's speaking at that high school, they may not even be at the level that they need to be at, you guys, because they're still being controlled. They're still being programmed. But the problem is that now, and I'm specifically talking about the entertainment industry, because you have a lot of young millionaires and billionaires that are in this industry that does not support full function people. Like they don't support like positivity and consciousness. They only support it when they're not entertaining. When the lights go on, when the stage gets lit up, when the TV cut on, what they're saying, you guys, is the total opposite of what they're doing. Okay, they feel like they can do it sometimes. You feel me? So now you have people that are doing things sometimes. Have you ever woke up one day and was like, I'm gonna be so positive, I'm gonna help so many people, and you did it and you did as much as you can, but then you turned around, switched back up, and you started to be a negative person, and you started to do things that you did not want to do? Well, it's because we have dysfunctional leaders, you guys. We have people that get on camera and talk about, oh well, I'm a fuck all these females, I'm a smoke all this weed, I'm a pop these pills, I'm a pull out a chopper and kill somebody, and if somebody run up on me, I'm a shoot them in their head, and I like killing people. But then you got those same people that go off camera and they're trying to speak at a high school to students, and they're trying to tell them to do the right thing. You see what I mean, you guys? We're being controlled by those type of people. And I know that you feel like, okay, they're not controlling us. Yes, like if you're 25, 26, 30, a lot of these celebrities are not controlling you, but there were certain people in the past that did control your image. They controlled how you talked. They controlled how you thought, because you defined that as a version of success. When you looked at that person, you didn't look at that person as, oh, this was just a regular person. You defined that as success. And when you define things as success, you try to implement the same things that they're doing in your life. You try to talk the same way they talk. You try to dress the same way they dress. You even go and watch all of these interviews and you try to think the way that they think. But these people, guys, these people are very good people, but they have people that are trying to attack us. They're being signed and they're being given money from people that don't care about us. They only care about their agenda. So you're going to see in a lot of movies, people playing roles and smoking cigarettes. Why would you do that? Why would you have me watch this inspirational movie with this guy playing this inspirational role, and he's smoking cigarettes and he's shooting people and he's killing people? Why would you show me that, you guys? Like, it just makes no sense. And what I figured out was, is that they don't want us to train our minds. They don't want us to train our minds. They want our minds to think like the average celebrity. Whatever the celebrity promotes, that's what they want us to think like. They don't want us to sit in silence. They don't want us to meditate. They want us to pick up some weed. They want us to smoke a cigarette and take a drink when we stressed out or we got some anxiety. Obviously, you see that, you guys. This is why they didn't entertain. This is why they didn't educate us in school. Because if they would have educated us and gave us the proper education and put things in there that actually benefited our minds and told us how to control our minds, we would not be looking up to these people that we see. We wouldn't be looking up to them. We wouldn't look up to no celebrities. We wouldn't be watching these interviews for like hours long and trying to look at these people and look up to these people. We wouldn't, because we control our minds. We know we're going to do exactly what we want to do. We're not going to strive for somebody else's success. We're going to strive for our own success. We're not going to look from any external stuff, because we've already got that inside of us. So now you have a generation, and I'm a part of that generation, where we have to look for outside things to give us that inner peace. We have to look at people that are successful to get an idea of what success is. When that's wrong, you guys, these people are not successful. These people are still running a scam on us, okay? They're running a scam on us, running a full-on scam. You know, it's kind of like, you know, have you ever, you know, I seen this LeBron James commercial, right? And LeBron, like, I don't even drink Sprite, but you can drink it. And it was really a commercial like that. Like, he said that, like, I don't even drink Sprite, but you drink it. And he made the Sprite look so good. So you know why they put that in LeBron James' hands, you guys? Because they know LeBron James is what at the core of these kids' mind. When they think about success, they think about LeBron James. They like, hey, if LeBron told me to do it, if LeBron in the commercial putting it in his hand and he's showing it to people, then I guess it's all right to drink a Sprite. When that Sprite may be killing you, when that Sprite may be giving you all types of things in your body and everything like that, why would they use a black man? Why would they use somebody that's so influential to promote a product that has nothing to do with his brand, that has nothing to do with his image? Because they're trying to use him to attack us. Okay? I'm going to just leave off with that. I want you guys to really think about this subject. And once you think about it, and once you think about how they're using these celebrities and they're using the mass majority and the coolest people in the world to influence us, to buy certain products, to destroy our bodies, to destroy our minds, to cause us to look for outer peace versus inner peace. Once you see that they're doing this, you guys, I guarantee you, you'll open your mind up and you'll start to like look at yourself and you say, you know what? From this day on, I'm gonna train my mind. From this day on, I'm gonna start to do things that I did not learn when I was growing up. I'm going to start to look up to people that I did not look up to, because they already tried to put these programs inside of us. They already tried to give us our success. They already said, like, hey, entertainment, being an artist, being a rapper, this is the only ways to success, you know, and people are falling for it, you guys. So I urge you to train your mind, think about this topic, and I'll see you on the next podcast.